My camera's not on. I just realized my camera's not on. We just started the show.
No, it's just really dark in JP's house, and he's so going to turn the light on in a second. It's crazy dark. It's going to...
Wilbur the Darkness Higgins.
He'll find the light switch.
Listen, man.
There it is!
In space, no one can see you stream.
True.
Yep.
That is true.
Ooh.
Unless there's a local server.
What?
We could stream within the ship.
Probably.
Yeah.
I could definitely do that.
Probably so. Maybe so. I've been eating some these little crackers. What are these called? RusticBakery.com. They're little, light and flaky, made with extra virgin olive oil and gray sea salt from France.
Mm. Did you order them?
I got them for a Christmas present. And I figured, you know, it's almost the end of February. Let's go ahead and open that present. And what I also got some, what is this? Some Heartland quality Omaha steaks, handcrafted charcuterie, Italian dry salami. It's all right.
All right.
It's okay.
It's all right.
The fucking, the rusticbakery.com things, though, are they're amazing. Like, they're almost gone. I'm almost done with them.
There's something so funny about the phrase rusticbakery.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's good. It's good. Wheat, I've made a decision for you today.
Oh, really? I can't wait to find out what this decision is. Let's hear it.
All right. The decision I made for you.
And that's fine.
Is that you need to play Street Fighter V.
Yeah, I blame The Witness, but I'm done with The Witness now, so... I can move on to other games. So now my only excuse is Overwatch.
So the issue is, do you like your rage because you don't get good teammates? That was Mini Wheat. You don't get good teammates, or because you're playing against cheesy characters?
See, like, when it comes to fighting games, my mentality in fighting games has always been, like, cheese gives me this like internal rage, like I want to beat it, right?
So when you feel that rage, DJ Weed, where do you direct that rage? Are you directing it at the person who's using the cheesy character?
No,
or somewhere else?
At like my own ability to beat it, because you know, like that happens especially in fighting games all the time. It's all about fucking just cheese. It's just since the beginning of time, man. It's just, you know.
Whatever's easiest and works most effective.
I get more rage for my teammates. Definitely. Yeah. And, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a guy earlier. Shout-outs to Mook. I got called a League of Legends player because I called him toxic. And so then for the next like three games, he was on the other team and he was complaining about how in Overwatch pugs get matched up against premades, which happens. I mean, he's not wrong.
Right, of course.
It happens. But anytime I was on the other team, I would just said get premated over and over and over.
Nice.
It got him real salty. It was good. I was having fun.
Nice.
But good then team. I became the toxic player. See? His toxicity got into mine and we system of a downed. And it just got everywhere in the map.
It's the
that was crazy.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. Awesome. These fucking chips are good. What are you about 2 weeks?
Is this right? I did Mirror Shades yesterday. Shout out to the Mirror Shades crew. I didn't get a chance to talk about a couple things, which is I watched Creed this weekend.
I was about to watch that last night. Is it good?
Not Creed the band, but Creed the movie.
It had decent reviews.
It's supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah. So setting the standard out there, you know, or at least the criteria, whatever measurement is that it has like a 93 on Rotten Tomatoes and on Vudu it has like a 4.5. And if you are a fan at all of the Rocky movies, then it really. Like they nailed the formula, you know, this isn't, I mean, I guess maybe that's why people would go see Fast and the Furious 7, because no matter what, it had a formula that ended in, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So Creed has the same thing, but almost to the point where the formula is so good that I feel like I was just writing the script while it was going on, you know, like. when it came down to everything, I'm like, this is exactly what's going to happen. Now, with that being said, if they throw out a sequel, there's a lot of ways, and apparently they are, which is why I bring it up. There's a lot of ways they can go, but it's just interesting that they literally took Rocky and like swapped it, but really had a good mechanic and vehicle for that to happen, which was Apollo Creed from the original movies. So,
how are they gonna do a sequel if the main guy died in the last fight, though? I don't understand.
What? Nice try, Jeff. Spoiler alert. Oh, my God. Well, I didn't want it to go there. I was trying to do the ultimate anti-spoiler. Creed is decent. I'm a sucker for boxing movies as well. They're well done.
I watched a real artsy-fartsy movie over the weekend. I still haven't finished it, actually. It's been a three-sitting viewing so far.
That's intense.
Tonight's going to be the fourth one.
Which one? What movie?
It's called Youth. I don't recommend it.
Youth?
Yeah. It's pretty fucking artsy-fartsy. It's by
four tries to see a movie.
It's pretty long. It's by an Italian director, and it's very, very much in that, like, it's weird, man.
Does it involve a guy carrying a lit candle from one end of a structure to the other end of the structure?
No.
Okay.
It involves Michael Caine? Is that a guy? Is that an actor?
Michael Caine.
Yes. And Michael Caine, he's an old guy who was some things I'm not quite sure of. It's that type of artsy where they just don't explain a lot of shit. He's like a symphony maestro or some shit, and the queen wants him to come perform for the queen, but he's not going to do it because his wife was the singer and his wife's dead, and he's like at this weird health clinic in the Alps, and there's like some people from Hollywood there, and they're trying to play Hitler. There's a lot going on in this movie. There's a ton going on.
Is there a particular girl you're trying to impress by seeing this movie, or is it
not
just
at all? No, I'm watching this 100% on my own accord.
And Netflix told him that he should probably check it out, Jeff. And so
the real reason
JP being a good guy,
the real reason is there's a moment in the movie where Michael Caine and I forget the other actor's name. They're sitting in like a spa, and it's like a nude spa or whatever. And the only reason I knew about this movie is because the director had Miss Universe at the time walk in completely nude and didn't tell the actors that it was going to happen because he wanted like the genuine response of Michael Caine and the other guy when this woman walks into the bathroom. And that's the only reason I watched it. And it took like 2.5 hours to get there.
I feel like if you're gonna try and get a reaction out of somebody like that, Michael Caine's not the dude. Like, he strikes me as being utterly unpunkable. Like,
pretty much.
You could do just about anything. Michael Caine, here's your dead cat. He'd be like, that's not very nice.
He plays it off pretty well. He's just kind of like, who is that? And then like, I guess he realizes they're still filming, so they just kind of play it off, and that wasn't worth it. I don't know. I don't know if I'm gonna finish it. It's a really fucking weird movie.
It sounds weird.
I can't recommend it. There's a mute couple.
Thanks.
It's very old, and like they have bets on why they're not talking and who's going to talk first. Then they find out they're mute, and then they stalk them. Michael Douglas and his compatriot stalk them out into the woods where this elderly mute couple has sex, and they have like these really weird mute roars it's just like, why the fuck am I watching?
Wow.
What the fuck is going on?
It's called Youth, huh?
Yeah. Cinema.
Yeah. Mark that one.
Yeah. And Michael Caine makes like $200 off that bet because the woman is the one that screams first and not the man. And that was the bet, that the woman would talk first. I don't know. I don't understand that movie at all. I probably need to watch it twice.
I saw an artsy-fartsy movie myself recently, but it was awesome.
What'd you see?
It's called Leviathan, and it's a movie from Russia. I think it was made in 2015. And holy crap, it was amazing. It was like, it's about this guy and he owns a house, and then like the government wants to like possess his house or something like that, like the local councilman or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's about his struggles against the system, and it's like an incredibly, it's an incredibly honest and unfiltered look at life in Russia, like modern life in Russia. So like you can kind of see like the majesty of the Soviet Empire, you know, now in ruin after, you know, 40 or 50 years or whatever, 60. And just like what it's like to live in that environment and culture, and it was just fascinating. But yeah, it is. Someone in chat, Jay Remyel, is saying it's the most Russian movie possible, and it really is. It's incredibly Russian. I highly recommend it.
I saw a Russian superhero movie today on Reddit. Looks pretty cool.
What? Superhero?
Hey, Jeff, are there any horrible movies that no one will ever watch that you'd like to talk about?
I was going to say, I too have seen Leviathan. It was a mid-1990s subwater.
That's what I thought it was talking about,
the first thing that came.
Yeah.
It's fucking excellent, man. Bodies melding together and stuff.
To put a pin between the martial arts movie that you watched, Wheat, and the artsy movies, I recently rewatched Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Because they're making a sequel to it. I guess it's coming out like end of this week.
Does that hold up?
That movie's so good. Like, it's so good. Yeah. I think there's parts of it. Like, it's interesting because it's this very, like, modern kung fu movie. It's not, like, if you go into it expecting, like, a Sammo Hung movie or, like, a Shaw Brothers movie, it's like, you're not going to get that. It's very balletic, but I think it holds up. I think it's still a really good movie.
I mean, the soundtrack.
Talk about Witch, bro. I heard it's good.
Yeah.
Talked a little bit about last night, yeah.
Which was also good. Yeah, I mentioned it last night before Mirror Shades. It's going to be disowned by every, like, gore fan or, like, horror movie fan out there, because it's not a horror movie in that vein. But it's, like, intensely suspenseful, super occult, really creepy and awkward.
Do you see the Church of Satanism or whatever, like... they did something to that movie.
They made a statement about it because the people making the movie invited some of the, like, leaders of the sort of official, like, Satanic Church of America to come and, like, check it out. And at the end, they were like, yeah, no, this movie is, like, an appropriately, like, satanic movie and, like, will kind of give voice to some, like, satanic ideals if you watch it. Yeah. And I didn't understand that until the very end of the movie. And then I was like, oh, I see why they're talking about this. I get it now. Yeah.
Now I want to see it even more. I think I'm going to go tomorrow night. Because, like, none of my friends here want to go see it with me. And I'm like, what? Why would you? No, come on, guys. Ugh.
Are you going to go yourself, Steven?
Yeah, I'm just going to go, like, all alone and sit in the back.
Tomorrow night? Tell me what time you see it, because you know what? I might do it as well. And then and then we can both, like, reach up to the sky at the same time.
Yeah.
None of my friends see horror movies.
Throw horns to the moon.
Yeah, just pirate. Just private periscope each other. FaceTime each other during the movie.
Like, oh, my God, Anna, dude, did you see that?
Anna will see Purge. That's the horror movie series she'll go see.
Did you see the preview for the new Purge? We talked about this last night.
It looks awesome.
It looks pretty good.
See, Jeff, you're down with it. I was like, defending the movies last night because, as ridiculous as they are, you know, we watch so much alternate universe stuff. Like, it's still it's okay,
dude. It's so fun because I see it in, like, Oakland or here, and it's usually, for whatever reason, a good quarter of the audience is black. So it's like, and they are the, if we're being racist, which sure, as a people,
which apparently we are
later, buddy.
As a people, Jesus. They're some of the most fun people to see movies with, horror movies specifically, like those kind of movies, because they're like, don't fucking, no! And they're like, all like, shut the fuck, and then like, walks in, his head just cut off, and they're like, it's actually really fun. I like it.
Sorry, greatest story Jeff's ever told.
Right? Yeah, that's the greatest story ever.
I mean, one of them, anyway.
It's a pretty good story.
I'm excited for the next one.
Yeah, looks the church scene at the end of the preview looks real fucked. Like, the appropriate amount of just, like, fucked up.
So the idea that, like, one lady's like, I'd like to take a stand against this. We're going to vote it down. And they're like, well, it just turns out that you've made this declaration within a week of the actual purge happening.
Exactly.
So you're first on the chopping block, for sure.
That's okay.
Yeah, from the country.
Jeff, what else have you been up to the past week? Did you travel?
We just got back from Bend, Oregon, where Anna and our friends went skiing, and I read books. It was nice. It was nice to be around snow. We when we left from Christmas break, we were one day short of seeing snow in Oregon, which for me is really cool. I know there's a lot of people like, you don't want to see snow, you idiot. Like, snow sucks.
I keep really wanting to make bad Canadian rapper jokes that no one but maybe Stephen will get.
Well, so Snow Informer? I know that.
Yes, thank you, JP.
Informer.
I am also babyface because I did that. I've talked about this before, but I did that thing where I was like, you know, I need to trim my beard.
Like, yep.
All right. Looks like we're going babyface. And that's so sucks, funny, man. Because literally,
sorry, dude,
my march to the airport was an ABCDE of meeting five people that are going to look me in the eye and be like, you look 10 or 15 years younger than you are. And I'm like, if I was a girl, it'd be super awesome. But as a guy, no.
Great. I look 15.
Cool. Yeah. They're like, 10. You look like five. You look like you're 20. And I'm like, I'm 30. So
I've never played a role-playing game with a fetus before. I'm really excited about it.
Should be fun. That's about it, though. I am going to go to Poland next week to do some IM Katowice, which is really fun. Poland's actually awesome. It's a huge, big event. A lot of fun. And
I don't know, man. Like, one time Thorin told me Poland wasn't awesome. Should I believe him?
I will venture a guess he'll never say that again, by the way.
Okay. Just check.
I understand that The Witcher is based on Poland, so be careful. You might be snatched out of the street by a griffin. That's a historical drama, right? So be careful.
What?
But there might be some very hot women walking around, Jeff. So it's...
Geralt of Rivia will just come and fuck you up.
People just walk down the street, and Geralt just comes out of nowhere, fucking just cleaves through that person.
That's just so cool.
Goes like that and just fucking ard all over the place. Shit gets knocked out. That's Poland.
Wolf eyes or whatever.
Yeah, that happens. I've seen the game before. It's real life.
It's one of the cool things about esports. Like, you know, if I was to send myself somewhere, I would never pay money to go to Poland. It's not a slight to them. It's just that I would want to go to Australia. I want to go to Italy. I want to, you know, like the big places. But because of my career and what I do, I have been to Poland and I have been to some of these places, Romania, and it's like they're really fucking cool. They have really nice people, interesting food, different culture. It's just very cool. So looking forward to it.
Awesome.
You've been to Katowice before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The same, like every, the same event pretty much.
Yes, I've been to Krakow, and this is Katowice. So this will be my fourth time in Katowice, and fifth time in Poland, I guess. Which is, it's fun. It's really fun. It's like, there's a drive from the airport to the venue, and along the way is, like, the very stereotypical Eastern European block building units, you know, like, just rows of the same exact house, but it's four walls and a roof of concrete. And we'll be like to the driver, be like, "Oh, like, what town is this?" And she's like, "You don't want to know. It's shit. We don't like it here." And we're like, "Oh, fair enough." And she'll say it with a straight face, but she's joking. Like, it's kind of a lot of what you would suspect, but also eye opening in a lot of ways too.
Jeff, this isn't Poland story, but one of my absolute favorite drives is the drive from the airport to Jönköping. Jönköping, where DreamHack Winter is.
It's so beautiful.
It is amazing. I feel like it would take driving through 10 states in the U.S. to see you see in this hour and a half drive.
It's a very funny contrast too, because that's like a absolute happy-go-lucky Swedish person driving you, and you're driving past a lake of bluer water than you've ever seen, greener grass than you've ever seen.
Like doves and birds are cute. Yeah, exactly.
The mom's like Heidi Klum. The dad is Brad Pitt. The kids are all Brad Pitt and Heidi Klum. Like, they're all just like running around, blonde haired, blue eyed. And you're just like, fuck, Sweden's amazing. And he's like, oh yeah, everything's amazing. Yeah, yeah. And we're like striving. Whereas in Poland, they're like, it's shit. They say that.
It's true. That's true. Adam, anything? What? Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, crickets are Jeff's lizards. What's your lizard's name?
Rhaegal.
They're Rhaegals. There you go.
Yeah.
Don't you buy crickets from Amazon in like the hundreds?
No, because they would die and then eat themselves. So I buy them in packs of about 50 or 70 from Petco across the street.
Gotcha.
You don't just like breed them? Just like set them loose and then just like catch one when you need one? Just like in
sometimes
the house.
It feels like that because we find crickets in the apartment in the weirdest places. Did not think they would get away, but they do.
I believe that.
There you go. Adam, anything crazy happened with you in the past 24 hours?
Today is my one-year partner anniversary, which is fun.
Nice. Hey.
I know.
Fantastic.
I attribute a great deal of the last year to being on Swan Song, so thanks y'all for that. And otherwise, no, I'm playing Dishonored finally. I missed it completely when it came out, and I'm finally getting to it.
You're playing full stealth?
It's pretty fun. So I was like, maybe I'll try like a particular kind of playthrough, but it's too much fun to just do it one way and then be like, okay, fuck it, let's go do it a different way. So I've just been replaying stuff over and over, and one playthrough I'm like, I'm just going to go all parkour and like cut everybody's head off, and then I'll go back and do stealth mode. It's a really good game. Like, I forgot. Really,
yeah. Is it your first time going through it?
I played the first like 2 hours. I got it as part of a Steam sale, and you know how games are when you get it on a Steam sale. You're like, I'm gonna play this for an hour, and then what's this other fucking thing? And then you just never play it again.
Yeah.
So I played the sort of intro mission before, but I'm actually doing a full playthrough now, and it's
I love Dishonored. It's a good game.
I think I'm gonna play Mark of the Ninja after so that I can compare and contrast the two, because Mark of the Ninja is my favorite stealth game. So yeah,
I'm gonna go back. I hate Mark of the
Ninja stealth
games.
Yeah, what did you not like about Mark of the Ninja, JP?
It's just a stealth game that sucked.
Yeah, you think so? Okay.
I just didn't like the stealthy aspect of it.
Yeah, I remember really liking that part of it, but that's why I want to go back and play it again, because it's been years.
So. Typically, I don't like stealth games. Dishonored was one that I actually liked. It broke that mold.
Yeah,
but typically
it's a really hard thing to do in any like format, like video game stealth or role-playing game or anything. Like it's really tricky.
We really love stealth games. He's probably like the number
one.
So what's your favorite stealth game, DJ?
I know what everybody's favorite stealth game is the investigation missions in the Secret World.
You know what? Ironically,
get out of here.
I played Tomb Raider. Sometimes I would like be stealth, and I remember like the stream would even say like, what the fuck is this crazy universe that I'm in that Weed is sneaking around? So it was because you could stealth and set shit up to just kill everyone in one sort of like awesome sequence of events. And so that's why I stealth. But like, what I hate is just having to do the same shit over and over, and there really not being anything to the gameplay beyond understanding a pattern and working that pattern. And like, you can be like, well, that's what Mega Man games are, and that's what that is. Like, that's fine. At least I'm shooting shit. Like, but when I fucking have to sneak, okay, I'm going to wait for these two guys. I've given this fucking rant 1,000 times. No one wants to hear it again. Fuck stealth games.
I'm in the same.
But that's what I mean. They're so hard to do.
I just kill everyone. The closest I've come to a stealth game is Resident Evil 1, and that's just because they don't give you enough ammo to kill everyone.
Right.
It's true.
Yeah.
Random side topic. You need to play. Wait, is it not? I thought it was called that. Hold on.
Watch Dogs. Right?
Just a great game. It's called Devil Daggers. You need to play Devil Daggers.
Somebody was asking about that in chat today. I'd never heard about it before. Is it good?
I don't want to say anything about it. Okay. Just play it.
Let's check it out.
It's like $5 on Steam.
All right, Devil Daggers.
It's right up your alley.
I tweeted about that earlier today, and I didn't even realize that was a game.
I think everyone except for maybe Jeff would enjoy it.
All right.
Yeah. Devil Daggers.
Good. Check it out. Steven, what have you been up to the past week? Or I guess we talked to you on Saturday. What have you been up to since Saturday?
You talked to them.
I didn't talk to you at all.
Yeah, no, it's true.
You listened, though.
You're the mastermind behind the scenes.
I did listen creepily without pants.
On the role
I
play.
I didn't talk to you. I just West listened Marches. To you.
Right. I've seen, like, pictures of this. Okay. Yeah, no, I totally need to check that out. What have I been up to? What did I do Sunday? I literally do not remember.
Those are the best Sundays.
All right, well, while you're thinking, do you die relaxing. In one hit in this
yes.
game?
Yep.
Okay, that's okay. Okay.
That looks pretty awesome. Devil Daggers. Yeah, mm-hmm. Totally. God, nope, nothing. Oh, I watched The Emperor's New Groove again, which is amazing.
Still never seen that.
Oh my god, dude. It's like the best Disney movie.
There was like an arc of Disney movies after, I would say. Did Mulan come out after The Lion King?
Moulin Rouge, yeah.
Yes.
Yes, Mulan came out after The Lion King.
I think Mulan was probably like from there to maybe like Brave. I kind of just stopped watching Disney movies.
Yeah.
Disney Pixar movies. So then
I watched
Brother
Brave,
Bear.
Like,
come on.
The fuck
I've never
is Brother
seen Brother
Bear?
Bear.
I'm joking. I've never seen Brother Bear either. Fuck that movie.
The fuck is Brother Bear?
Oh, yeah. I played Firewatch. GM Chaz reminding me.
Oh, nice. Mm.
And I loved it. I enjoyed it, start to end, everything.
Oh, I got my photos, my Firewatch photos. They're awesome. They're nice. They're completely silly. And
wait, you got them printed?
Yeah. At the end of my stream, somebody was like, "Here's the exact amount it would cost for you to get these printed. Go do it." And I was like, "Man, fuck it, why not?" They're actually kind of cool.
I did as well, but it said it could take like 4 weeks to come. So I'm surprised. Like,
it's because they come from Portland, so they printed them and then just immediately across the border, which was nice.
Awesome.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I suppose we should probably play the swan songs now.
Mm,
I think it's time.
If we must.
We're riding off into the sunset now. So for this episode, we ride off in the sunset and get paid, right? Right? Right, Adam?
Yeah. Sure. That's the theory. Okay. So does anybody, before we start, does anybody want to change or update their goals so that maybe you could get some experience points?
Well, Adam, that depends on whether or not my goals were completed last time.
Yeah, you're the only one who ever updates your goals. So let me see.
Aren't you teacher's pet?
No.
Cheap out and get all the XP for everyone.
Okay, no, you haven't achieved any of the three goals that you Skyped me last time.
What?
You didn't do any of those things. They're not done. They're not done at all. None of them.
What? Okay.
Not the first one. Not the second one.
Seems you don't like think this that level third one is designed, Steven, is pretty bad.
Explain to me how you've accomplished the third one. Justify that shit to me.
What? No, never mind.
See, you know I'm right.
Is that one I got nothing on, but the other two.
No. No, neither of those.
Pretty damn close to.
You don't
Adam,
get points.
Did you get my message? You don't mine get was survive Steven's British accent for one episode. How did I?
Yeah, mine was also that.
No. If you, I don't think if you want to make that your objective, then we can play that game today, Jeff.
No.
I like your British accent.
I'll just have horrible internet problems all of a sudden for no reason.
I'll go away from John Cleese into Michael Caine.
I would be okay if you just went away like that. Let's just do that instead. So, you haven't accomplished your goals. But if anyone else would like to update theirs, obviously you'll get, because the two ways you get XP are for accomplishing your personal goals and then also like completing a mission. So if you do manage to steal the boat, that's worth, what, three sessions of XP? So... So you'll hopefully get some XP from that. But if anybody has personal stuff that isn't that thing that they want to try to get points for, they're welcome to.
So you have our goals on your side?
Yeah, dude, I have a spreadsheet. So and like, all of your goals are like old as fuck. So
yeah, well, right. There's still things that I've been working on for a long time, except one that's just could happen anytime. Okay, just want to make sure.
Yeah, I have two goals for you, for Piani. I have two, and they're both kind of about the same thing.
I'm just gonna change.
Yeah, one. You can I'll tell send me. It over send to me you. Ones.
My third one is very important. So.
Yeah, Higgs. I need more from you because one of these is not possible anymore. But yeah, if you want to send me updates, that'd be cool.
Was that okay?
Yeah,
I know which one that is pertaining to.
Yours, like in typical Jeff fashion, Alfarious's goals. There's still definitely things that you're working towards, but have not yet been resolved. So if you want to replace one, you can with a more like close one. But if not, that's okay too. You can just keep working on these.
I prefer just to keep working on them and just teasing you about not getting experience, to be honest.
That's perfect. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's a different kind of goal for playing the game. Okay, so you're... I guess you're all jammed in Dr. Loco's hover car. Everybody except Piani, I guess, at this point. So Higgs, Eric, Alfarious... Dr. Loco and your new friend Flynn, the furry caterpillar alien, are all jammed into this drug addicted lawyer's car, and he's ripping down the Aeson Highway towards the Mandari safe house under, I guess who's in the Higgs? You're in the passenger seat, so under your guidance.
Yep.
I think that we open the opening shot is on the sort of, you know, the a wide shot of Asa and we're zooming in slowly on a road, and the car rips by, and then we cut to the inside of the car, and the three of you, Eric, Alfarious, and Flynn, are like jammed in the back seat because Flynn takes up a lot of space. Yeah. And he's like buzzing anxiously. There's this like deep vibrating like sound coming from him. The two of you are on either side, kind of pressed up against the doors, and we see Higgs and Dr. Loco in the like rearview mirror, and Loco's got like a thin sheen of sweat on his face and is gripping the steering wheel hard and keeps looking up at the rearview mirror to, you know, look behind him at this caterpillar in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And then Higgs, you're sitting next to him, and you're all heading off that way. Piani, we last saw you on an abortive date or Operation Honeypot situation with
Mr. Beefsteak, right?
Mr. Beefsteak, yeah.
Why not? Right.
The local
good old Mr. Beefsteak.
Right now, I had gone back to Warren Higgs.
Yep.
Right, and then and then we were on our way there.
No, Beefsteak took off. Beefsteak was like, "I gotta go."
Right.
Yeah, he took off to go and armor up and go and deal with that situation.
Right, but then right after that happened, didn't I rush to Higgs and was like, "Their Beefsteak is gonna go after them. Like, there's something up."
Yeah, I think that happened. I think that happened before.
That happened before I showed up.
Yeah, that happened before because that phone call is what led Higgs to the lobby where he met Loco and got the car. So okay. I guess my question was where are you going and how are you getting there?
Well, I know where they went, right?
Yeah, you all know the address of the Midari the location.
Okay. I would like to. What are the modes of transportation around here?
We're in a car.
Yeah, like there's highways. And
I thought I called you and you left.
We did, and then I showed up with Dr. Loco in the car, and everyone jumped in the car.
But Piani wasn't there. Piani was elsewhere. Yeah, Piani was at the big like pancake.
Oh place. Yeah, you're off on
waffle
your own.
Hamburger.
Do we need
place,
to come pick
right.
you up?
Yeah, waffle burgers.
Well, what are we gonna,
Mr. Waffle Burger?
I at this point, I would have no fucking clue what was going on.
We're supposed to go. Maybe I call you and tell you. We're supposed to go to the warehouse where Kira.
Yep.
Yeah, Kira
is driving the boat, and we have her. Jesus Christ, we have her pet.
Sorry.
Yeah, we have her pet.
He's a
centipede, caterpillar. He's
a fully sentient alien. He's not a pet.
His name is Flynn.
We've got Flynn, who is the reason why she is doing this, because we are going to kill her if she didn't do it. And that's what we're doing, is we're driving to go meet her, who's driving the hyperboat there to this warehouse. And so we're
going
there.
The boat.
Kira has the boat and is driving it
this
there.
This phone call is a bit odd because you can hear both in the background, Piani, this like deep, intense, like bass sound, and then also the like banjo, the like electro banjo music that Loco has cranked on the radio.
So, what do you need me to do?
Well, do you have any computers nearby?
I'm at a fucking Waffle Hamburger place. No, well,
they
don't.
They gotta have a computer there. You can't manage all that. They do a lot of business.
What do you want me to do?
You know, truth be told, I don't have any fucking idea. Well, you want us to just come pick you up? It's probably best. Be on the way, unless you want to be incognito and not with us. Maybe it's best if you're not with us, and that way, if Beefcake comes and find us, you can give him a call and try to talk him down. Or something.
Well, you're going to the warehouse.
We're going to the warehouse, yes.
I'll find my own way there.
Okay, I'll send over the address in case you don't have it.
Did I already have it?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right. See you soon. Let us know if anything develops.
Great. Watch out for Mr. Beefsteak.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We'll do that. I just kind of like roll my eyes at the rest of the people.
Higgs, I'm serious. You've seen his fucking business card, have you?
Yeah, it was just his name, wasn't it?
It's not fucking around.
I mean, I have a business card with my name on it.
Didn't it have, like, an animated GIF of him, like, flexing on it or something like that?
Thank you.
Yeah, it did, but in Asgard Sigma, we call them animated GIFs, because after the horrible GIF wars of 2800, the GIF heresy was wiped out with many, many plasma guns.
We all need to talk to you about an aspect of Eric's history, Adam.
Oh, no, you're a GIF heresist? Great.
Yeah.
Great. So, I guess we just make our way to the... warehouse.
Yeah, you're keeping loco on track. Okay.
Right. I've got the nav computer open, and if it looks like there's any sort of traffic or anything, any disruptions, I'm ready on standby to like provide assistance to help navigate around.
Okay. Make a navigation test.
Okay. Where's dad character sheet? There we go. Navigation with intelligence.
And so what are you using when you say nav computer? It's just like there's like a piece of equipment that you have.
Yeah, and I think it gives me like a +2 to an nav.
Well, I know there's a ship nav computer, but I don't know that there's. I was just curious what the personal one did.
It's NavComp. Okay. Yeah, terrestrial navigation skill checks are made at a +2 bonus.
There you go. Do it.
So
hit it
and assisted +2. Woo blue. Oh yeah! Nice work.
Okay,
look at right. that.
So there's a an alert that pops up while you're like navigating it. And you keep having to push Flynn's like bulk out of the way because his arms keep poking you. Yeah. You push him out of the way and you're like looking at your nav computer, and then an alert comes up about there's like a traffic alert. There's a factory that shut down nearby because of some like labor dispute, and there's like a like a crowd gathering that's blocked the road up ahead.
Yeah. So I guess, I mean, you know, I quickly find the fastest route around or maybe through the factory. And I say, you know, go over here. There's an open docking bay we can use to drive through the factory. It's definitely the fastest way.
Well, that's the thing. You want to navigate around the problem. So.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're
like really trying to find anything that's not just fast but also secretive. Like we're not going to get intercepted by the cops or whatever.
Okay. All right. Sure. Yeah. I mean, you got a great result on that roll, so you can navigate there fairly quickly. Okay. So yeah, after a series of sort of jarring turns and sudden kind of like button hooks around obstacles, eventually Loco gets you more or less where you wanted to go. You're out in a more industrial part of town, kind of at the edge. They build like hyperboat parts and stuff out here, and it's a little hard to find the address because it's not a clearly marked building. It's just a warehouse in this area. So eventually you do get there, and you pull up, and Loco, I guess, looks over at you, Higgs, and he like wipes the sweat off his forehead, and he's like, "Okay, this is it. Now what?"
All right, Mr. Loco, it's been a pleasure working with you, but your services are not needed anymore.
Doctor.
I'm sorry, doctor. I forgot.
He nods. Quite all right. So is everybody, you're all piling out of the car?
Yeah. Should we get inside?
You know, we should probably go inside one by one in case Kira has something up her sleeve. Who knows? But for now, actually, you know, doctor, why don't you just stay out here just in case we need you for a certain reason?
And he kind of like looks around, and it's pretty like quiet in the neighborhood. There's just the idling sound of the vehicle, and he says, "Well, I don't know. I can't promise anything. I'm feeling a little squirrely, but I can try."
Well, I did see that tracker inside your car, you know. Did you see it?
He, like, looks in the back. He's, like, leans over to you all conspiratorially. Did the caterpillar put it there?
I mean, I didn't want to say so, but I think he might have.
He's like, ah, shit, I need the equipment. And he, like, leaps out of the car and runs out to the trunk, slams it open, and pulls out what looks like a metal detector and a pair of goggles. And he starts, like, pulling the goggles on over his sweaty hair. He's like, this is going to take a while. I might have to take the whole vehicle apart. You better get a clear distance.
See, okay. Mr. Doctor? This is why we need you. You think of all the smart things. Come this way, Mr. Flynn.
And Higgs, I think as you turn to go, he, like, grabs your sleeve and like pulls you in close and looks over at Eric and he's like, I don't trust him. I don't trust anybody who's friends with a caterpillar.
I've got like one hand on the back of the caterpillar, like, there, it'll be fine.
I look him dead in the eye. And, you know, I haven't trusted that man in the years that I've known him. It's all right. I'll make sure. I always make sure he's in line. And the whole caterpillar deal, I kind of like look over at the caterpillar and look, I don't even think it's real. And I just kind of like stare at him more.
He looks at you seriously and he's like, oh, thank Christ.
I think we're just dreaming right now, mister.
I think he kind of scowls. He's like, doctor.
Yes. Yes. I just slowly pull away.
Okay.
I'm going to go inside now, sir.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
All right. So you head inside to the sound of Dr. Loco. I think maybe he starts singing to himself as he starts scanning the car for bugs. Which apparently have been put here by a giant furry gray caterpillar.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
So once we're inside and like starting to get settled, Eric actually has a tactical suggestion he'd like to offer.
Okay.
Which is basically that, I'm kind of wondering, like, what could go wrong, right? Kira and Gazai knows where we are. She knows that we have Flynn. She knows that we want the hyperboat. The only leverage we have is betting that she cares so much about Flynn that she's willing to get rid of the hyperboat, which is valuable to probably more people. Anyway, I'm just thinking, like, maybe we should take Flynn to another remote location, just like a couple buildings away, so that when she shows up here, it's like, if she comes in guns blazing or whatever, we have that leverage where you can just be like, sorry, your princess is in another castle. If you don't get out of here and our guy doesn't hear from you within 5 minutes, your princess is going to be dead.
Do you say this in the back of the car or something?
No, once we've gotten inside, we're away from Dr. Loco.
Okay, well, I mean, you're not inside yet. You can't just walk in, right? It's a closed building.
Oh, okay. Once we're sufficiently far away, I kind of whisper to the rest of you guys. I tell Flynn to like stand against a building, and I keep my eyes on him at all times, and my gun not trained on him, but like ready. And then I talk to you guys. I say, you know, if this is the drop spot for the hyperboat, then Kira and Gazai knows exactly where we are. She could come here with an armed force in order to try and recover her friend. But if we took Flynn and we brought him to a different building in this area, like there's a bunch of similar like buildings in this area, right, Adam?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a warehouse district.
Yeah, it's warehouses and factories mostly.
Yeah. Yeah, I say, yeah, if we take him to another building, then if she does come here and there's a threat, then at least we still have that advantage over her. And maybe we can convince her to leave. What do you guys think? What could go wrong since she knows that we're here?
Well, I imagine anyone that she tells, she's going to have to trust them because this boat of hers is a hot commodity. So I would imagine it's anyone that would be in support of this fella right here, and I point to the Frank, whatever the fucking caterpillar's name is.
Flynn.
Flynn, yeah. Say, so I mean, maybe he knows more than we think he does, and we should ask him about perhaps what she's going up.
He doesn't seem to talk space common.
Well, Eric,
he seems to understand it, though.
I mean, you could probably figure out a way to communicate with him. Wasn't he interfacing with that computer back there?
True. And we do have an ISO of the computer. Let me see if that'll work. Yeah, I go back over to him. I say, Mr. Flynn, did you have any translation software on that computer of yours? And then I just like bring up my data pad, boop, beep, boop, boop, and I get into the ISO. Yep.
Alfarius butt dials you from across the hallway for some reason.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have to take this. Hello? Alfarius! Alfarius, I think you called me.
Flynn's longer, like, upper arms kind of, like, reach graspingly for the pad to, like, get you to give it to him.
Yeah, I hand it over.
Okay, he takes it and smashes it on the ground.
Yeah, I just, like, pump just the throws shotgun.
It, throws it screen down on the ground.
I pump the shotgun and I shake my head at him and I say, Mr. Flynn, this can go easy or it can go hard. And I just reach down and I pick up the pad.
Okay, little bits of glass fall off of it onto the ground.
Yeah, I just, like, wipe it off and I put it back in, like, my backpack or whatever. My fanny pack.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just makes, like, a rude buzzing sound at you.
Yeah. I don't do anything in response. I'm just standing there looking at him. Now I've got the shotgun trained on him.
Yeah, he's not moving or anything. He's just kind of like sitting there.
Yeah. But he wants to be surly. He can be surly with me being surly back.
And that's pretty much the thing. So the two of you just kind of like sit there.
Yeah.
Kind of glaring.
Glowering, yeah.
We pan over. So why don't we, Piani, what are you doing? What's your plan here? Because you're going to show up a little later than everybody else.
Right. I mean, again, like not really knowing fully what the plan is, I guess I would just head on over. But I wouldn't just drive, you know, whatever taxi or what, and a car service or I'm still not sure how I'd get over there. But obviously, I wouldn't go right to the warehouse. I would stop a few blocks away.
Okay.
Play surveillance.
Yeah. So I think that your cab gets you as far as the nearby like protest and then stops and is like, oh, main road's blocked. Is this close enough? And it's like 3 or 4 blocks. So it's not too far.
Would I have any reason to be concerned for my safety out here?
No, it just seems like they've blocked off a particular factory. There's a bunch of people with like placards, and they're just like shouting. And there seems to be somebody with a megaphone and just like a typical kind of like labor dispute protest. They've set up a picket line, but it doesn't look like they're looking for you like specifically. Or
okay,
like,
you know, yeah, like I'll just get out here. This is fine.
Okay. All right, so the cab driver lets you out, tells you to, like, hey, be careful out here. It's kind of a rough part of town, ma'am. And then...
asked you if I was in danger, and you told me no. And then the fucking cabbie...
I know, it's weird.
Locals know best.
Yeah, he just says it's a bad part of town. And yeah, so you get out and there's like the noise of the crowd, but you can kind of like slip around past that group and head on your way. So it'll take you a few minutes to get there.
Okay.
So Higgs and Alfarius, do you want to go and try and get in? I guess you want to let the Midari know you're here.
I want to do some sort of recon work first.
Okay, sure.
And maybe I'd say that to Alfarius. Is there any way you can get up on top of that building and have a look?
The building or like a building across from it?
any way to get in there and look before we walk in so we can at least see what we're walking into?
I'll do a walk around and look through the windows.
Okay. All right. Let me know if you see anything. I'll stay right here.
So yeah, just try to be sneaky and walk around looking through the windows.
All right. Make a tactics roll.
Excellent.
Can I support him somehow?
Yes. Yeah, you can. Do you have tactics as well?
I do, yes.
Okay, yeah, you can make your tactics roll first, Tiggs, and then if you get a 7 or better, you could take a +1.
Is that based off int?
Yes. Yeah, in this case. It's intelligence.
10.
All right, I have a 2 in tactics, so I'm going to get a +3.
All right, do it.
Nice. 12.
There you go. Okay.
Holy shit.
So you notice that there's obviously like a reasonably high grade security system in this building. Like better, the building is intentionally left to look kind of crappy on the outside. The sort of salt deposits that are present on all the buildings are left there. The windows are sort of salt crusted along the edges, but there are security measures in place. So the windows are like, if you broke a window, it would set an alarm. The doors are all reinforced, but left to look kind of weak and run down. It's more bunkery than it appears to be from the outside, and it's pretty well hidden. Like, it takes you a fair bit of looking to figure that out.
All right. A few minutes later, then I come back and just kind of say,
well, there's also cameras, so it's a good bet that whoever's inside knows that you're outside, that you're here.
Security is pretty ramped up here. It's made to look as if it is not as secure as it is. There was also cameras, so we were spotted and are being watched.
Do I know where the camera? Can I see where the camera is when he says that?
No. Well, you got a 10 in your helping role, so yeah, maybe you can spot a few of them.
Okay, maybe I just look up to the camera and just like wave.
Okay.
And just say, well, that's not good at all. Well, I feel like we're walking into a trap.
We're supposed to be walking into a done deal.
It's true. Eric, get your gun on the caterpillar.
This caterpillar is a big, stupid doo-doo head.
All right, Eric, I said your gun, not your swift words, please. and then I just kind of like look at the camera and shout. I'm just like, Miss Kira, are you inside there? Go ahead and open up the gate if you are. Otherwise, we're going to start blasting off this caterpillar one by one. I don't know how many shots he can take. I've never shot at a caterpillar to this size before.
He's 12 feet long. He can probably take at least one shot per foot.
We're thinking one shot per foot, and we got 12 shots, so that lines up.
Okay. Aren't quiet.
Supposed to meet the syndicate here?
Yeah, yeah. This is the Midari, their location where you're supposed to drive the vehicle once you had it under your control.
You know, I still
Mr. Higgins,
keep
I believe there's no reason to think there's a trap.
Yeah, they should be your friends. Right. So,
I just kind of stare at the thing. I'm like, oh, all right. Please don't shoot the caterpillar, Eric. And thank you for reminding me of that Elfaris, because I did forget.
He's still kind of like looking around all security-like.
I'm going to go inside, stay outside, and we'll make sure this goes well. But yeah, I'll be right back. I start walking towards the door and knock.
Okay, yeah, you knock a couple of times. The door doesn't open, but there's a intercom sound, like as the intercom crackles to life, and someone inside, a man's voice, says something in a language that you've heard but are not familiar with enough to know what they said. Sounds. Oh, so, okay. You could guess it's probably who's there or what do you want or something like that to that effect.
Sir, do you speak the common tongue? I don't have any idea what the fuck you just said.
So there's a pause. Somebody else's voice comes on. There's a woman's voice, and she says, "What do you want? Who are you? Why are you here?"
Yes, that makes it a little bit easier. Yeah, I'm. This is Captain Higgins. We're bringing the hyperboat through. Said to drop it off here. Just making sure everything's all dandy inside.
You're Van Dorn's goons. I don't see the hyperboat. Where is it?
It is on its way, ma'am. We ran into some complications, and it should be here shortly. Just want to make sure that in case anything happens, that you guys are ready for a fight if something does indeed happen. I don't expect it to, but you never know what someone's going to do when they're under duress.
Great, that all sounds like your problem, Captain. Once you have the hyperboat, you can ring me again.
Okay, yeah. How about 100,000 credits if you help us?
Would you like to transfer those credits now?
Well, I don't necessarily have those credits now,
Go get a loan from the bank and come back and we can talk about us protecting you. Okay. Get us the hyperboat, and then we'll do what Van Dorn said and let you in.
So what if the hyperboat's right outside, but we're in a gunfight? Will you help us then?
No.
No, we won't.
Okay. So you're going to wait for everyone to die, then come collect the hopper boat?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay. What if I say that there's people inside and they need to fight you before they can leave? And so they kill us and then they fight you instead. Will you fight them?
This is becoming a hypothetical situation that I don't have time for, Captain.
I'm just need to know what I'm working with here.
I understand that. Get me the hyperboat, and then we can talk. Or die trying to get it. Either one is fine with me. Okay. Just leave it outside.
Okay. All right. I will do. Good talking to you.
Is this conversation happening within earshot of me?
Yeah, sure.
Mr. Higgins, you might mention that this caterpillar is our bargaining chip, and if it's out in the open, it presents a risk to us being able to acquire the hyperboat. It would be safest if we brought the caterpillar inside.
Sir, did you happen to catch my friend's comment?
Also, he's a big, stinky doodoo head.
It's a woman, but yeah. She says...
I just keep saying, sir.
Yeah, that's fine. She says, she's like, yes, I can hear what you and your friends are saying. Listen, so when you... when you go to Senior Waffle Burger, they don't say to you, hey, here's a knife, go kill that cow, right? They just bring you the fucking waffle burger. Get me my waffle burger, Captain.
But would it not be fun if you did have to go kill your waffle burger and then you cooked it right there?
I fucking hate this planet and I hate everyone from this planet. Go get me the fucking hyperboat.
Do I need to remind you that this here caterpillar, and I kind of look back at Eric.
Flynn.
Frank. Whatever his fucking name is, poses a great threat to you and ours.
There's just like quiet.
All right. Well, I just want to say if he gets loose and we don't have a gun trained on him, this whole planet might go to hell.
May God have mercy on your souls.
Dangerous.
Are there any windows here, Adam?
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of like they're higher up because it's a warehouse, right? So they're not bottom level windows, but there are
any ledges that anyone could hang on.
I mean, if you just want to like absolutely run out of psionic power points, that's totally fine.
Hey, one every time, man.
I know. I mean, maybe yeah. If you want to like get up to a window, there aren't ledges, but they have sills.
Yeah. No, I don't think I want to teleport in again.
Okay. All right. So, so you just want to wait outside?
I really want to get Flynn away from this spot. I want to, like, you know, back down an alleyway or in another building or something. But, like, you know, if these people are going to be totally obstructionist, then fine. We're going to take our candy and go somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, it's less that they're being obstructionist. It's just that they're like, okay, the deal was you bring us the boat, not you bring us your problems. And yeah, we're in a bunker, so we're going to wait here until you do your job.
Yep.
I think if you actually had money for them, then they'd probably be into it. But they're like, yeah, they're bunkered up, so they're gonna wait there.
Okay. I kind of just walk away, and well, I guess we're gonna be waiting. Did we get a contact number for Kira?
No, you don't have a phone number for her.
Okay. Well, did you threaten her in any way and say we're gonna?
I mean, we had to have, like, the deal was we're going to this drop spot. You need to come to this drop spot or your buddy is going to get it. That was the deal. And surely setting up that deal, we also set up some sort of time window. So we were like, okay, within the next 6 hours, you need to meet us here. 6 hours past, your friend is dead.
Yeah, sure. That makes sense to have happened.
Yep. So that's it. Because okay. she needed to get it like out of the city and like dodge whatever tail might be on her or whatever, and then get back to the drop spot.
Yeah, and you can't just drive a hyperboat around, right? Like, it's not going to show up on its own. It'll show up on a trailer or something. So she had to like organize that. Yeah. Okay. So you want to find somewhere like safe that you can kind of like lay low, or yeah, and wait for Piani to show up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that works.
Okay.
Maybe I'm just out there helping the doctor with his car while everyone else is kind of hanging out.
Take apart the entire vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got the seats out. They're just sitting on the street now. And he's just like pulling out the, because he doesn't have a toolkit, so he can't disassemble the whole thing. But he's scanning the car.
Sure.
Okay. All right. So why doesn't somebody roll? I guess like Alpharius, you'd probably be put in charge of this, but it's up to you. You got to figure out where you're gonna hide out. So that, I mean, tactics is appropriate for that. Looking for a tactically sound.
Can I assist again?
Yep.
Yeah, of course. That's what you two
put our heads together.
10.
Nice work. You're like on top of the tactics this time.
Hang on.
Okay.
Suspense building here. It's not going to be a 2d6d5. 11.
Nice. Okay, cool.
Damn you guys.
Last session were all the shit rolls. This session we're making up for it.
Apparently. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think that there's, so you find a building that is condemned. It's been like shut down. It's not that it's unsafe, but it's just like it's been abandoned by its owners. It's plastered over with a whole bunch of like religious propaganda. There's a bunch of posters with like a big cross on it that's like, join the new prophet movement and like fair pay for a fair day's work. So saith the new prophet, and like just like plastering the whole front of this building. But you use your knife to, or your one of your weapons to like peel away some of these, and you can get inside through the front door. And inside, it's pretty defensible. There are like windows that you can use to watch the main streets, at least if not the alleys. And this seems like a pretty safe place to hide out, at least until she shows up. There's not a lot of traffic here too, so you can kind of hear cars coming and going. So you're inside. There's some like dust motes drifting from the ceiling, you know, beams of light through where you've some of the windows above are broken, and we can hear just outside like the sound of Dr. Loco like singing to himself and like yanking off the bumper of his car and throwing it in the street. And I don't know, maybe that's a good place to take a break as you all find you get in there and get set up.
Yeah, that works.
Okay. Cool.
All right, let's take our first break here on We'll Play Swan Song. We'll come back and go into hour two right after this. We'll see you guys in just a bit. I just realized the audio levels have been off, and the left ear has been heavier than the right ear. I apologize. That's probably
not the audio.
But anyways, we'll be right back. Going to hour two right after this. We'll see you guys then.